With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Wildfires in the southeast are burning thousands of acres and forcing residents to flee.
Wildfires are tearing through areas of Florida and Georgia, sending smoke that's blanketing cities hundreds of miles away. Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency for 91 counties in South Georgia, where the two largest fires have destroyed more than 50 homes and forced hundreds of residents to evacuate. Denise Stevens was grabbing a free meal at the Twin Rivers Baptist Church in Hortense, Georgia.
I don't know if I still have a house standing or not.
Pastor Rusty Bryan says they're doing what they can to help.
We had somebody say, hey, let's do something, and we just started cooking.
Officials say the wildfires are being fueled by strong winds, drought conditions, and fallen debris still on the ground from Hurricane Helene in 2024.
Wednesday night's debate between California's six leading candidates for governor got heated.
The debate, live streamed on The Hill, brought together the six leading candidates for California governor. The two Republicans, conservative commentator Steve Hilton, and Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco.
Well, we're never going to know if our elections are secure, because when law enforcement does legitimate investigations into the allegations, it's stopped by our current Democrat one-party rule in California.
The four Democrats, billionaire Tom Steyer, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, Javier Becerra, the Biden administration's Health and Human Services Secretary, and U.S. Representative Katie Porter.
What I would do differently than Governor Newsom is fund homelessness prevention.
I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah by 3 weeks after talks at the White House today. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the NASDAQ dropped 219, the S&P 500 declined by 29. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on artificial intelligence in the pulpit. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks Protestant churchgoers how they would feel if they discovered that their pastor was using AI to help him prepare his sermons. 44% say they have no problem with it. 43% say they would be unhappy about it. And 13% can't make up their mind. The survey also reveals that 61% of believers are worried about the effect AI might have on Christianity in this country. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges, alleging it improperly paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. The Justice Department says the civil rights group defrauded donors by using their money to fund the same extremism that it claims to be fighting. The SPLC denies the charges. They've charged several Christian ministries as hate groups. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Mortgage rates slide again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.23%. This is the third straight weekly drop. The modest pullback in rates follows a decline in the long-term U.S. government bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Bond yields have been mostly rising as the war with Iran continues, fueling worries about inflation due to surging oil prices. The volatility in mortgage rates has clouded the outlook for home sales in what is traditionally the busiest time of the year for the housing market.
That is Alec Vega reporting. Tesla's profits rose in the first quarter as its car sales rebounded from last year's sharp sales decline. The electric vehicle maker says it earned $477 million in the first quarter, up 17% compared to a year ago. Rough going today on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 179 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.